Mike Murphy has been farming land near Albion, Michigan for almost 30 years. He grows corn and soybeans in neat, orderly rows. This year, though, he's been working for an artist on a 37-acre field not far from his. But instead of neat, orderly rows, he's been planting, growing, and mowing the crop fields into the shapes of moons, stars, and circles. It's been his job to take an artist's concept and literally plant it. Something that seemed odd to him and to his neighbors.
I thought, you guys gotta be nuts, but it's like the people that drive by, and it was like the other night when I was out there, you know what? What's this guy doing out here driving around a circle middle of a field? You know, you're in a farm community. This is not, I take it a lot of harassment.
It's Murphy's job to actually make this art project grow from drawings given to him by an artist. The artist had the vision, but not the technical know-how to make it work.
You know, they thought I could plant those stars with my planter, and I know I can't. My input's been that I could, they know how to do it on paper, but I know how to do it out here.
To create these designs in the field, Mike Murphy has had to work with people he doesn't usually come into contact with, such as the man at work on the other side of the field. He's walking around wearing a yellow plastic satellite receiver on his back and holding a global positioning system, or GPS, in his hands.
This is one of the corners of the triangle, the metal stake.
This is Dave Lemberg, a professor of geography at Western Michigan University. Usually he spends his summers researching how development affects shorelines. But this year, he's been using the high-tech tools of his trade to map an artist's design onto the Earth.
Artists and scientists certainly can do some interesting things together.
He's using the GPS to methodically plot out the outlines of stars, circles, and other patterns in the field.
Okay, we're getting close. I feel like I'm doing the time warp. Like a step to the left and a step to the right. And we're here. X marks the spot.
At each point, geographer Dave Lemberg places color-coded flags on the field so that farmer Mike Murphy knows where to plant, disc, and mow. Both men are out here helping an artist named Lou Rizzola create what's being called the Star Earthwork.
It is a remarkable thing to watch growth and texture and pattern and color come from different crops. And by cutting and arranging in patterns, we're designing with soil, in a way.
Rizzola created this project as a way to bring people from different walks of life together to do something creative.
There's an opportunity for more people to participate in the creative experience. And sometimes we do have a tendency to get locked up in our lofts with our berets or whatever, and fairly isolated, but I think today's art includes many, many people.
This creation has a political message. It's the first project in a program Rizzola has started called the World Peace Art Initiative. Over the last 2 years, he's been meeting with artists from Australia, China, Italy, Norway, and elsewhere to develop plans for projects like this all across the globe. He says it's a way to use art to teach people from different backgrounds that they can come together and work in peace and harmony.
So are we ready to start? Can we start to get the figures? We have a lot of people here, and if we all get at it now, I think we can get the three figures done, and we'll be in good shape today.
Over the next few hours, this unlikely team of artists, geographers, and farmers will puzzle out how to mark off and then get ryegrass to grow in patterns in the center of the field.
So if we do the geometric thing today, then right. We can do the you can flowing kind of figure later.
Right. Okay. You can put some fluidity into my base points.
None of these guys have ever before grown crops in the shape of stars, moons, and the like. For farmer Mike Murphy, getting a chance to work out in the field with geographers and artists has been an unusual but strangely satisfying experience.
You know, they know what they're doing, and it's realizing, you know, their input, not knowing the farm part of it, you know, what I can do or the way it can be done. You know, the equipment that you can use, and, you know, it's something that you've never done in your life, probably never will do again, so that's really enjoyable.
When the designs in the field are finished, there will be celebrations here, featuring music, dancing, and exhibits of peace banners. There will also be balloon rides. That's how visitors to the Star Earthwork can get a bird's-eye view of the art Mike Murphy has been growing.
Lou, if you get about 8 or 9 people with weed eaters, and you paint the outside perimeter of this,
for the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.
You want this design to stick really out, so you're going to paint this, we'll leave the tall grass, and we'll come in here with a weed eater, or unless you're going to bring your lawnmower over.